Heavenly Father.
O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you? Your faithfulness surrounds you, O Lord. Blessed is the one who trusts you, O Lord of hosts. We are before your throne with hearts full of joy and expectation. Lord, we delight to spend this morning hour with you in the assembly of the saints all across this land who love you with all their hearts and only desire to love you more. Draw us nearer to your heart and tune our heartstrings to higher praise, Lord, for you are worthy of all our love. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and to give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise in your glorious, high, and holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It is a joy to be with you, everyone joining us online and at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. We're so delighted to spend this morning hour with you as we come before our Lord with hearts full of praise. We just want to worship his name this morning and set the course of our day in the right way. I'm excited to tell you that we are going to end our 21 days of prayer on the 21st day, on Sunday. And so I just invite you to come at 6 p.m. that evening. We'll have our normal Saturday, 9 o'clock and noon Eastern time. And then Sunday evening, we'll close out our time together. So I pray you all come and just gather together as we bring all that we've learned in this season, our hearts so full of love, and just come before the Lord and intercede and pray on behalf of our nation and the church. This morning, our devotion is from Haggai chapter 2. And I'm just going to read those first few verses for you. This is Haggai 2, verses 1 through 9. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, 'Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory, and how do you see it now? In comparison with it, this is not in your eyes as nothing. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. And be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Over and over, we hear the mighty militant name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, declaring his presence, his power, his promises, his protection, and his peace to his people to encourage them to continue the work that he called them to do. You know, Israel, up to this point, they had been living in a cycle of disobedience, which led to them being taken into exile and the land being desolate and the temple being destroyed. And now they've come back to the land to rebuild the temple, and in the beginning, you know, the people's hearts were very weary and discouraged. The older remnant, they had seen the temple in its former glory, and they were in despair that it was not as it was. But Haggai was sent to them to remind them that God was with them in this work, even though it seemed like an impossible work to do. He said, "Be strong, all you people of the land, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts." He encouraged them so that they would continue the work and reminded them of what was coming in the future. And that's just, you know, this lesson the Lord wants us to learn through this message in Haggai is just that reminder. It is our theme for this season as we are using Psalm 46, that great psalm where the Lord of hosts reminds us that he is with us and that he's our refuge and he hasn't left or forsaken us. You know, if you remember in the story of Lazarus, when Martha was before the tomb with the Lord Jesus, that was a point in her life where she felt like all hope was lost. Her brother was dead. But the Lord said to her, "Did I not tell you if you believe this, you would see the glory of God?" And we need to ask ourselves that in the times that we're living in. Do we still believe this God is able to show forth his glory, that he's going to accomplish the work that he set out to do, that we will see greater glory, greater days? They're coming, and we need to trust him for that. Do we really believe it? He allows us to experience these trials that we go through in our life, seasons of setback, seasons of impossibilities, so that we would be emptied and ready to experience the greater glory that he has prepared for us. He tells us that we're going to do even greater things because he's left and he's ascended into heaven and he's seated on the throne and he's interceding on our behalf. Today, God is building his temple, much like they were doing in Haggai's day, but a spiritual temple, his church. And we are the living stones who are going to adorn his sanctuary and fill it with his praise. And that's what we're supposed to do in this day. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light so that we can show forth his praise. You know, there's, if you remember the story of the Lord's triumphal entry in the Gospels, there was a point when he was coming into Jerusalem and all the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna, glory in the highest." And there were those among them that were rebuking them. And the Lord said that if these did not do this, he could even call the rocks to cry out and sing his praise. We're his living stones. We're who he is building his church with in our day, and we're to bring forth his praise. And that's why this morning hour, every morning for these 21 days, the Lord is reminding us to just sing forth his praise, to declare his praise, to proclaim the greatness of his name, his infinite majesty, his wonderful works, his glorious character, his all-surpassing greatness, his abounding love and faithfulness, his compassionate love and care, his mercy, his forgiveness. He is with us. He has given us all things. And he reminded them, as you see there, he says, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine." They didn't have to worry about how they were going to do the work. They just needed to trust the one who had led them out of Egypt, into bondage, and back again into the promised land of his glory. He is faithful, and there are going to be glorious days ahead of us. So we need to just sing his praise and worship him. Though the days may be difficult and hard, he is on the throne, and he's reigning. And he loves us. And in this season, he's pouring out his love upon us and reminding us how merciful and kind and gracious and good he is to us. And he is worthy of our praise. So let's set the tone of our day today by giving him the glory that is due his name. I welcome you to come up to the altar if you'd like to show forth your praise here and use this microphone or come to the center. But let's just fill the atmosphere with his praise. And everyone online, when there's those moments of silence, use them to sing forth his praise. We want to build that discipline in our life that we don't run into his presence and just fling our requests at his feet and go on with our day. But we come before and we linger in the beauty of holiness to allow ourselves to begin our day putting on that garment of light so that we go all out shining forth his praise, that others see that we've been with Jesus and they want that peace and joy that we have. Let's praise his name. Oh Lord, we praise you. We want to adorn you with all our love and praise and crown you with the glory and honor that is due your name. You tell us to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise that is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge your name. So glorious Lord, just silence every distracting noise right now that we may hear you singing your songs of love over us this morning so that we may declare your praise. We desire only to meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and all your wondrous works. For all your works shall praise you, Lord, and your saints shall bless you. We shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. O Lord, you are holy, enthroned in the praises of your people. We bring to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we call upon your name. We praise you, O Lord of hosts, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever. It is good to give thanks to you, Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Receive our praise, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name we pray.
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. Psalm 115:1.
O Lord, I will praise you. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. And this is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet do not slip, Lord. You live. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Be magnified in the praises of your people, Lord. You delivered us because you delighted in us and not for anything we have in ourselves. O Lord, how great is your mercy. We praise you for your everlasting love. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the excellence of your greatness, you have overthrown those who rose against you. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your hand, and the earth swallowed them. You, in your mercy, have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made. O Lord, you've gone to prepare a home for us, and you will come back for us, Lord Jesus. You've led us out of our prison cell of sin and darkness. You've broken the bonds of power of sin. You've crushed the head of the enemy. And Lord, you have set our hearts free to run in the paths of your commands. Oh, Lord, there's so much to praise you for your greatness and your goodness, Lord. Our God is the great God who sits on the throne, who commands the heavenly hosts, who rides in triumph on our behalf, who shuts the mouth of the enemy and makes a way clear for us. Oh, Lord, we're drowning in a sea of love and mercy, and we don't even know even a mere fraction of what you do for us each day. We praise you, Lord, for your presence, for your power, for your peace. We exalt you, God, for your protection. Lord, for your pardon. We give you all the glory, Lord, that is due your name. Our mouths can hardly speak. We can hardly number all the goodness which you show to us, Lord Jesus. Lord, stir our hearts to sing your praise. Help our hearts to overflow with your love this morning, God, for all the great things you have shown us in yourself, and these even just in these last couple of weeks, Lord, the greatness of your love, all your tender mercies, your ever-watchful care over us, 1,000 ways you have protected us and provided for us in this season. Oh, Lord, if we have you, that's all we need. We just want to sing your praise, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy of our love. Psalm 63. Oh God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with the songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night, because you are my helper. I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful in all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
O Lord, accept these freewill offerings of our mouths. Receive with grateful thanks. Teach us, Lord, how to praise you more. Lord, if I had wings as a dove, I would fly away and be at rest with you, for you keep me safe, O Lord. Evening and morning and at noon, I pray and I cry aloud. And Lord, you hear my voice. You are a God who hears. Whenever I'm afraid, I trust in you. In you, Lord, I praise you for your word. In you I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Lord, you number my wanderings, and you put my tears in your bottles. And when I cry to you, my enemies are turned back. I know because you are for me, O God. In you I praise your word. In you I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You've delivered my soul from death. You've kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before you in the light of the living God. Lord, you've saved me from death, rescued me, Lord, from the depths. To you I render my praises, Lord. Oh, Lord, who have I on earth but you, Lord, in heaven? God, you've lifted me far above, Lord, this earth. and seated me in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, just be magnified in the praises of your people. Let us praise you today for who you are in our lives, for who we are in you, for all that you've done for us, Lord Jesus. You are the good and awesome God. We praise you for who you are, for all your infinite attributes, all your infinite perfections. For you are good and you are merciful, Lord. God, when we fix our eyes on you and all your greatness and majesty, our problems just shrink down and become smaller. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've gone before us. You've cleared our path. You've defeated our enemies. You've shut the mouths of the lions. And we can just rest and feel at safety, Lord, and be at peace. For you are with us, Lord. Praise the Lord, all you peoples. Call upon his name and declare his marvelous deeds toward us. For he is worthy of our praise. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King of all gods. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever," that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Then all the people shouted with a great shout, and when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid, "O Lord, you've laid before us a firm and rich foundation in Jesus Christ. He is the rock on which we stand. Lord, come, put your building together with us as your living stones, and let us sing forth your praise. Lord, fill this house with the cloud of your presence and our hearts with your glory. Lord, we want your light to shine through us in this world. Help us to go forth declaring your praise. We call upon your name, O Lord, for your goodness and your love, for your loving kindness and your truth, for all the manifold ways you show us your goodness and your grace. O Lord, you've magnified your word above all your name. You've nourished us and fed us with something better than heavenly manna. You fed us with yourself, and we are abundantly satisfied. We found our soul's satisfaction in you, Lord Jesus, and there's nothing else we desire. You've changed our appetite, this, Lord, counterfeit scraps of the world, Lord. They leave a distaste in our mouth. All we want is you, Lord Jesus. Open our mouths wide and fill us, Lord. Fill us with your praise. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and your holy mountain. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and praise his praises in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with dance, and let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoner. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. You've been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. O Lord, in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for us all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wine on the lees. He will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over the people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and he will be glad. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. O Lord, we have a strong city. You've appointed salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. For you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. In the way of the just is uprightness, O Most High. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. O Lord, you are gracious and good. We will praise your name, for your mercy endures forever. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth.
love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing sheaves with him." O Lord, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in your ways. We give you praise, O Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your kindness and protection. Lord, you restore our souls. You lead us beside the still waters. You refresh our spirits. You pour upon us blessing after blessing. You are so good to us, O Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, and you who stand in the house of the Lord and the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For I know that the Lord is great, and our God is the God above all gods. For whatever he does, whatever he pleases, he does in heaven and in earth. O Lord, your name endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. O bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi, and you who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy. You have given a banner for those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. O Lord, you have spoken in your holiness. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings, O Lord. Truly my soul silently waits for God. For him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. In God is my salvation, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge to us. And the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. O Lord, blessed is the man you choose to cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. For we will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple. O bless the Lord, all you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard, for he is worthy of all our praise. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds.
Come, desire of nations, come. Hasten, Lord, the general doom. With thy holy train descend, then our earthly trials end. Mindful of thy chosen race, shorten these vindictive days. We for full redemption groan, hear us now and save thine own. Now destroy the man of sin, now thine ancient flock bring in, filled with righteousness divine, claim a ransom world for thine. Plant thy heavenly kingdom here, glorious in thy saints appear. Speak the sacred number sealed, speak the mystery revealed. Take to thee thy royal power, reign when sin shall be no more, reign when death no more shall be, reign to all eternity. O great King, let your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known in all the earth, and your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. And God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
O Lord, we praise you for your excellent greatness, and we glory in your name, and have it the praises of your people today as we go out singing your praise in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go out in the joy of the Lord today. Just sing forth his praise. He delights in you. Just delight in his glorious name today. And I look forward to seeing you back here at noon. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.